See how nobody here takes advantage of what's here. You should have figured that out a long time ago. Use our products, you know.
Right.
In your salon.
Right. I mean, I always am. Obviously, I feel like I'm spreading, you know, with the drops and everything that I take, but to mix it in with a product, that's such an amazing idea. Because it's just going to make it even bigger.
Yeah. Bert's having a gizgasm at that idea.
Oh, my God. Bert's having a little... He nuts pretty regular. We jumped on him one time, and he's been nutting ever since. Real regular since he jumped on him. He's been doing the right thing.
So is Alyssa.
Well, yeah, that's a given. That's a given.
They have to do everything they're supposed to be.
Well, thank you guys so much. What my last question is, so obviously I don't have kids of my own. Maybe I will, which I would put on every single product. My nieces, we tend to give them a little drop on their hand or give them some of the restructure. Do you suggest anything else? They're pretty little, so.
Whatever. Whatever they like, try it. Oh, here's the next thing. Your business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you feel about walk-ins?
So right now, we weren't really doing walk-ins. I was trying to stay under the radar because I didn't want to follow the rules with the whole mask bullshit and everything. But now it's, you know, people, we can choose to do what we want without people coming in.
No, you missed our point. We weren't trying to drive you. We're saying if you're going to get the money that you need to get, you need to have customers that are special, that have appointments only. You're not going to have homeless people coming in.
That's what's on my door, appointment
only.
That's not why.
You need to change that sign. That thing go away. You're saying our services are so precise and so special, we have to allot specific time specifically for your needs and your needs only. Therefore, the only way we can properly woo you in the form, the fashion that you most certainly should already be accustomed is with our 2-day in advance appointment schedule.
Okay. Perfect. That's
because
that's a great idea.
If you do it right, the mud and the things that you come up with, how about the paraffin in the plastic bags? Are you doing that?
I don't, but I can.
Well, for God's sake, that's the cheapest thing you can do. You take the melted paraffin and put it in a plastic bag and put their hands in it or do their elbow holes or put it on their hoo-hoo or whatever you want to do it. Put it on there or on their feet or something like that and rub it up and let that do it. It's a good way. It's a special thing to make them feel special. Everybody's got money right now. They flush with money and nobody's working, but they got time.
Yep.
They're going to get a little bit more than a shampoo and set. But if you don't have something to offer, they're going to, and you piss one of them off now. Let me tell you what, if you become great, they're not going to tell a soul. Because if they tell everybody, you're going to be so busy, they can't get in to see you. But you let one little color be off by a tinge, they'll tell every living body that's ever lived. They'll call dead people and say, don't you go to her shop. She took it.
That's right. Okay.
So
that's great
focus
advice.
All your attention on each customer. Stop trying to get new customers and start getting the money out of the customers you got. You're trying to get more customers, and if you milk the ones you got, you're trying to get a new cow, and you're leaving milk in the udder. That's utterly ridiculous.
Okay. That's great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Ion.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you.
I assume Jeff has no questions.
Jeff,
he did.
That was his question,
trying to figure out how to get more money checks so he could go to the strip club more often.
Right. Beat the thin allowance.
Now, I wanted to ask about my job because I wanted to know if there's anywhere to go in the job that I have, like, to grow anymore.
Well, you first off, sometimes you have to do it in your mind. Because sometimes that's what changes the dopamine in the body that causes the blood to rush and flow. And once you then achieve the erection, then you can go far with it if you get yourself stable. But you started in your mind. It's always it's always a cranial intercoursing before it's intercoursing.
I mean my job, like the one that I work at during the day.
That's the job you should be working at. If you learn how to do that, the job you work at, if that's what you get good at, the job you work during the day will become a secondary thing.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
So get out of his head is what you're saying.
Just cause you got healthy nutsack don't mean it's gonna get you there. You got to do some work. You got to focus on what you're trying to do. You focus on that and quit worrying about this stupid ass job. I mean, picking up garbage ain't much of a career, but anyway, you can pick up something and it'll get better because you're not focused on it. You got bigger, better things to do. And now it's all of a sudden you become more important. Well, that's who gets the promotion and the more accounts and the more people and the more money and the
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you focus on your penis, and everything else will work out. If you get that swagger just right, they'll notice you. They will. Smell it. Yes, women can smell it on you. Oh,
right.
And boys too now, because everybody will be gay sooner or later. So you got to watch out for that too.
Oh my God.
They're going for
especially if you're a football player. Well, no, it's just, no, not necessarily like that. You're going to stop using them labels. No labels. See, that's the thing. That's what they're trying to cancel. So that means anything goes. Anything goes.
Right.
It's chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. That's what it's becoming. But it don't matter. Everything's up, down, over and under. What's right, wrong, left, right, out, in, up, under. You know, then they start having to, y'all be careful going to church now. They better start scheduling some mean Marquis de Sade orgies. Ooh, y'all ain't never seen. They gonna show you what the sacrament's all about now. Yeah.
All right.
Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, should I increase my RNA drops that I'm taking? Because I've been taking the same amount for a long time.
Double it. See what happens.
Okay, thank you.
But now be careful if you get pricey. If you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours, you got to either go to the doctor or you got to call everybody you know.
I got you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, baby. We won't let him get in jail. He's going to be all right. We won't let him get in jail. He may be indicted, but he won't get to jail. It'll be okay.
Thanks, Diane.
All right. As long as you got his
you're
back,
welcome.
I trust it. Thank you.
Ooh, stop all that filthy talking. Don't talk like that. It's a family show. Lord, suffering cat. Okay, Bob, they shot their wad. Let's go. Time's up. Let's go. Oh, he's got to wash his hands. Y'all better stop on there quick and give some questions. He's asleep or something. Y'all better jump it while you can.
All right, well.
What about the dog? Can the dog take supplements? Does that do? I give him drops. Does that help him?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I think it does, too. What about that? Can you give a dog
magnesium? Do you have one of those water dispensers for the dog?
No, but we could get one. We were just talking about getting
okay.
one.
Yeah, you got a little filter like a fountain. You put a gallon of water in it, and you turn it upside down, and then as they drink, it flows and keeps it filtered.
Right.
Okay, in one gallon of water, you put 2 capfuls. Now, they're talking about the big bottle of magnesium, because why in the world would you buy the little bitty bottle? That don't make no sense. But put 2 capfuls in 1 gallon.
Okay.
That'll work great.
Yeah, that way it filters through that whole gallon as he drinks it.
Mm-hmm. You're very perceptive,
okay.
You are. And that way then they never get too much.
Jeff's going to be mad, but, you know, I'm about the baby thing. If we have a baby, is it going to be a boy? Because that's what I really need to know.
All of them are androgynous now, darling.
Oh.
So you can't say it like that. Because he could have a penis, and then he could be like Chaz Bono.
Oh, my God.
And decide he's a girl, and decide he becomes a boy. You can't say that's what I'm saying. You can't even say that, because they got to choose whatever they choose. and you can't say nothing.
Yeah.
Or you become a bad thing. See, that's what's worse. And be a rotten mother, be a terrible mother, or have a free range baby. See the problem? So it doesn't really matter, but you want a boy, so probably we don't know what who he'll sleep with, but he'll have a penis. Does that help you out?
That helps.
Okay, good.
What else do you want?
Couldn't we also be happy with not having a kid as well?
Yes, darling, but that's not gonna. That doesn't mean that you can't fuck. You have to fuck in a marriage, or it won't last, or she will throw you away and get somebody who will fuck. Matter of fact, you don't even have to be. You know what? You know what? It don't even have to be your fucking baby. She can go get baby. She can go to the damn spernal center and get her some barred spernal. If you want to do that, you don't even have to show up, biggin. But that ain't what you're trying to say. We know that. But you be careful how you're driving it. Haven't you learned the way to handle this is make it be, tell her you want 12 children. And then she'll say, oh, hell no. No, baby, no. If I can't have 12 babies, let's go adopt 9 and then we'll have the other 3. Yeah, no, come on now. You want to be a mama. Come on, Mama Nim. I want you to be there. Let's get you ready. Let's go. You know what? I want to make sure that you are lactating for the next 8 years nonstop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I want. See, you start like that, she'll... Well, if you'd have done it like that, she'd shut the fuck up about it. You see, that's the thing. Yeah. You got it all wrong. You're drawing back, and you're drawing her into it. Now she wants to see what it'd be like. You're fitting to find out what Braxton Hicks contractions feel like, baby.
That's fair. Yeah. What else do you have a question about? Okay. The house that we're in, I feel like we could ask whatever because no one's talking. The house that we're in now, we just...
Bob, sleep.
Gone. We
Go
did
ahead.
The backyard over, and now I'm wondering if we should... I was talking to him about expanding our house. Is that something that you think is a good idea, or should we leave it as is and move in the next couple of years to something bigger?
Well, okay, for 12 children, you can't build on enough. You don't have enough footprint. You don't have enough footprint. So, no. And you don't get any... Okay, you got to know how to do this. First of all, the price of the house is sky high. Have you got your mortgage down to nothing? You got your mortgage down to nothing, or did you follow our advice and pay for it in advance?
He paid a lot in advance, so yeah, it's pretty low. It's nothing to worry about.
Okay. No, I know that. That's right. That's why we're saying that's good news. All right. But make sure it's like the lowest interest rate ever. You can draw money out of that and just, draw money out of that and then hold the cash. Okay? Now there's terrible inflation, so it's going to go through the roof, so your money's going to be worth nothing. But at 0% interest, it doesn't really matter because the money isn't costing you anything anyway. Then when the bottom drops out and everything goes ugly, you won't be able to sell your house for much because the interest rate's going to be 18%, but you'll be able to come out because you're clear with it, and then you'll have all the cash to buy somebody else's house that you can buy a $2 million house for $300,000 when it all crashes.
Wow. Yeah.
See how clever that is? And you're
that
still carrying over you're still carrying over your big mortgage at no interest. And you got the money. Now we're not saying give him the money, let him go to the titty club. We're not saying that. You keep that damn money. Because that's the only way you can have inflation-proof money is by having the money be borrowed at 0% interest. So then you could actually then take that 0% interest money and put it in a certificate. In the late 70s, you could buy certificates of deposit and get 18 to 21% interest on them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the inflation was eating up the money. But if you don't got nothing in the money, that inflation isn't hurting you. See, you got it at 0% and you're making 18%. Now, that's going to do is let you, when it crashes, you make it up on this stupid high values that you look, Zillow your damn house and say, you giggle yourself out. It's like, damn, we make $200,000 and we ain't do shit. It's through the roof.
Okay. Do you have any questions
for
us?
So do not add on. If you're going to add on, the only thing to spend money on is that you can redo the kitchen. That adds money. Redo the bathroom. That adds money. That adds money. Do the things that make the house go up in value. But you do not get any more money by adding on, because you just make the house look, make it look choppy. You're trying to take a 70s ranch and turn it into Beverly Hillbillies mansion.
Okay, that's good. Do you have anything to tell us?
He doesn't. Yes, because if you did that, you're going to make a white elephant.
Okay.
What you want? You don't want $1 million house in a $70,000 neighborhood. You want a $900,000 house in a $10 million neighborhood.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense too.
In dollars.
Is there anything?
Many dollars.
Okay, that's enough. Be off with you, Alyssa. You've drained the blood out of Zion. You've sucked him dry.
We told him
to start minding his business, Bob, or she'd stray. We told him that you better mind your business, or she'd be all over the place. She's going to come home with a baby, and you won't even know what happened. Then what you going to do, Ralphie boy? Then what you going to do?
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Thank you, Alyssa.
Welcome, baby.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Talk to you in the tailgate.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and when the baby's born, they could ask him who he was, and he said, well, who his family was. He said, well, he wasn't sure. He said his mama was a knockabout, and his daddy was a traveling salesman.
Okay, go ahead, Nan.
Oh,
I assume you have some questions.
Oh, just a few.
Hey, baby, we was talking about you. Did you hear us talking about you? We was loving you up tonight. Did you know that?
Right. Yeah, thanks.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. I was wondering about the second building that will go down like Surfside. You mentioned that on Saturday. Will that be in the same?
It's a suspect. It depends on how they reroute the energy flow. See, the new matrix numbers, it's the same technology. Remember in Cuba when the U.S. Embassy had this tinnitus in their ears. They had this ringing in their ears. Some guy zapped them with some kind of sound wave, something. Well, that'll melt that frequency. Remember we mentioned a little something about frequency. It'll melt.
Sure.
Concrete.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's why it falls just perfect. Boom.
Will that be in the same neighborhood or in a different area, same state? Or
It depends on how this goes. If we hurry up and get Bob with the aliens and he gets things well on the road, it may not have to fall at all. But they're going to congregate again because they're getting kind of antsy. They don't know what's going to happen, so they don't know what they're going to do, and so they get a little chauncey, and then all of a sudden they got to go down again. Isn't it odd that that building falls, and they know all them people was in there, and now they can't find them. Was it 10? They found they're importing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, and there's really not much more you could say about that, but, I mean...
Well, yeah. Sure it is. Oh. How's them buildings fall? Because the aliens didn't get mashed? Is that what happened? They didn't get mashed? Oh, okay. So, good.
Yeah. Well, I think on Jack's program, his friend said that he saw something in the sky beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That came from Space Force. That is the thing that emanates the sonic blast. Remember Trump was talking about the secret weapon of the ultrasonic factor. Remember he was bragging about that he had that with Space Force?
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's what it do.
Oh man.
They told you. That what he must now. If you just listen, if you just pull a Mae Brussels and start looking at what's going on, they'll tell you what's up.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, okay. Another question, because I know we don't have
that's why you do so. That's why you do so good with the dead. The dead don't fight back. You do good with the dead. You do good, baby. You do good. You're doing good work.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering about the thing in Yemen called the Well of Hell. That's 30 miles wide.
Yep.
And it's supposed to be millions of years old, and they said strange artifacts were found inside. I don't know whether that was true or not, but I guess they said...
It certainly is.
Are any of those artifacts something that Bob will use?
Not yet.
What are those artifacts?
It's Barholt. It's Barholt.
Barholt, H-U-L-T?
A, capital B,
uh-huh.
A-R, mm-hmm. H-O-U-T.
Okay. I'll look that up later. And is that something to that is, well, they said it was ancient. Is it something, well, I guess there's no time, so it doesn't matter. Never mind.
It gives some of the first examples of a space where they have no oxygen. There's no oxygen there.
Yes, they said it was smelly, I think. And things would be sucked in.
It's foul. It's foul. Mm-hmm. AO2SO4 don't smell very good either.
Okay. Well, very good. I'll look at
that. It's an example.
Okay. Last question. Are virtual reality glasses detrimental to the little man's eyes or brain?
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Most of them are going to be dead soon. It won't really matter.
Okay.
You know, that's kind of like, that's like saying meth is not good for you. Well, if you're not going to live but a little while longer, it really don't matter. So, you know.
Okay.
But I never,
all right.
Have you ever met a sick person? Have you ever met a sick person on meth, though? They don't get sick, yeah. You know? Somebody say you got something terminal, take meth and you will live forever.
Oh, doesn't sound too good. Anyway.
No, I know. You're right, but still. Just saying.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. And I'll
you're welcome,
turn
baby.
It back over. Turn it back over to Bob.
Yeah,
hey,
Nan,
Bob.
You asked about the Surfside Hotel and a place in Yemen?
Yes, it's called the Well of Hell.
Oh yeah.
No, it's not. Yeah. No, it's
well,
not.
Is there a better word for it?
It's called the Well of Barholt.
Oh, that's the Barholt. Okay. Well of Barholt. Okay, thank you. I was going to look that up, but I didn't know that was the name for it. Yes, okay.
See, you said we was good for nothing.
Well, you're pretty good. We'll keep you around.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Right. All right.
See, she's always so focused, and she cares about what she's asking about. That's good. You'll get it every time. You get it every time when you're interested in what you're asking. It makes no, like you say, Bobby, it makes no difference what you're asking. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is.
Attention.
If you're interested enough, we'll get you there.
Okay. Attention. See you, Ian.
Hi, Dimitri.
I have a question for you. Is laser ablation, will that be used for to create striations?
Okay. Yes, but not quite the way you're saying it. You don't have the right technology to achieve those striations presently, but you will soon.
Okay, Okay. And is it different because the striations are inside the crystal and laser, this technique that I'm speaking of is only for the surface?
Steve, that's right. That's what I'm saying. You don't have the technology yet.
Wow.
That's not how you write to it. That's not how you write to it anyway. You're being literal. We like that part. But it would be like taking and slicing the diamond into little bitty sleeves, putting the information on it, and then putting it back together and making it a diamond again.
Okay. And then is the way it gets put back together, does it have to do with carbon valence?
Yes, but you don't know what that is.
Okay. Do you think I could ask Bert about this?
Yeah, but just don't be. Now, if you're gonna fuck with Bert, don't do this jackass stuff. Don't sit there and not do your homework. Don't know what you're talking about, and start asking questions, and you start trying to give you the answer, and you start saying other shit. You gotta stay focused. Stay on your pints and quarts. And try not to be high. It's always a plus when you're not high when you're talking to Bert. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Be sober and clear-headed. And he'll help you. Well, he don't have to. But he'll help you if you're interested in your conversation and you're trying to put it together. You can't just say, hey, how you doing? Tell me the secret of life. He won't tell you what he's going to tell you. But if you're interested in details, like in the notes, are there references to fill in the blank? He can do that in a second. Because he might be the best at it.
Okay.
Is Crystal still mad?
Yeah, she's mad all the time.
I know, damn it. Well, you need to get your work right. If you do your work right, you'll ease all that. But you're busy or whatever that means. We don't even know what that means. But.
Okay. All right, Ian. I don't have any more questions for today.
Well, that was good. Have you heard us making reference to you lately?
Yeah. Yes, I've been paying attention.
Good. When we say that, we're being very specific, and we're trying to help a nigga. We're trying to help a nigga now. We're trying to help it. So pay attention when those points come up. Be really close to what's going just before and just after those points. It'll help you put the things together and give you clues and insights, and you can start asking intelligent questions that'll help you along. We're helping, but we're not going to. We're helping, but we're not going to do it for you, baby. Or if we do, we don't need you. If we can do it, we can get the tech guy to do it, and then y'all fucked. You know that, right? It becomes a John McAfee.
Yeah,
there's a cloud. You got the cloud, but we got the key. You can put it in, but you can't get it out. That's what those apps and them games, everybody's playing in games, and I want to track this and track that and track this and track. No, they in your computer telling everybody else what's in your computer. But you got to have it or you can't order them chicken nuggets from the Chick-fil-A if you don't let them know where your app is. So that the restaurant you put in, they say, well, can we use your location? That way we'll know when you're here and we'll put you on the wait list and get you set right away. Well, that sounds just as innocent as it can be. But meanwhile, they're tracking where your Googler went, too.
Yeah.
And then they state that you found the new word, Rainbow Kiss, and you looked it up in the Googler, and now everybody knows you know what it is. So now it goes south after that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's some shit.
Yeah. That is so
You fella hunker downers.
What are we hunkering down on? I mean, the tech body?
Not ascension. You're hunkering down on everything but ascension. You're worried about the grocery. You're worried about the gas thing. You're worried about what's Crystal going to do to you next? You wonder what she's going to do next. You wonder if that's what's going to happen. Then you got to wonder if she's going to piss your mama off. And there ain't no reason to piss your mama off. But she might. You could. and then trying to figure out your business, whatever that is. That's kind of silly. And then how are you going to work this out, and what are the details, and how are you going to do this, and how are you going to get the bigger house so you have enough room to do everything you want to do? You live in paradise now. Why isn't it more fun, and why aren't there more fun things to do besides go walk in the tundra and all that kind of stuff? Blah, blah, blah. And then you fill in the blank and do some fun things, and you start building a grimoire, and then it falls into place, and then you're very, very famous and comfortable, and we can move you to Parker.
Oh, okay. Okay. That sounds good.
See, y'all's relationship would be better if you had 10,000 square feet apiece. So when y'all go to beefing, she can go to her corner and you can go to your corner and y'all never bump into each other. But it's like you both of you are going to the whorehouse when you bump into each other now and then. It'd be nice. Put some excitement back in it. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. That would be grand.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And you got to bitch about the light bill.
The laws or the lies?
The light bill. Bitch about the light
bill. The light bill.
Yeah, with your 20,000 square foot house.
Oh, man. Well, it don't matter. It's going to be kerosene in a little while.
Okay, well, that's whale oil. We're going to go back to whale oil. We like whale oil. That's good. It's good. They put down lots of lumens. If they can just get Alexa to work off of kerosene, that'd be great.
Yeah, that would be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bob, he shot his wad. Thank you, Dimitri. You're doing very well. Blah blah blah. Come on, man. Let's go.
Thank you, Ryan, and thank you, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Watch Snowpiercer. That'll help you.
Okay. Snowpiercer? Ryan, is that true that Snowpiercer is...
The series.
The series?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It'll show you how the train gives power by motion.
Can we apply this to our body? I mean, ever since I've came upon your teachings and just been moving more.
Yes, that's right. And you're actually doing pretty good.
All right.
And did you know you look more handsome than you sound? Do you know that?
Well, my voice is catching up. Yeah, I know.
Okay. Now, what we're going to do with that through motion, what's going to happen is we're going to raise that level of a caricatured reference, and it'll make you be more pliable. Or forceful, or like Bob. Bob sounds like he knows what he's talking about. Whether he does or not, now that's relative. That's now we're negotiating. That's not the point. The point is that he's got it under control. You see?
Yeah.
And now he had to say, "Praise Bob." Praise.
All
Bob.
Right. Thank you. So
praise Bob.
Yeah, Dimitri, who was it that I was telling you to talk to?
Bert.
5-10 minutes ago? Oh, Bert. Talk to Bert. You got to be careful when you talk to him.
Don't be high stone. Don't be high. Don't be drunk. Know what you want to ask.
Okay, so we have talk to Bert, crystal striations, your emotion, and anything in between there I forgot to mention.
Crystal's still mad.
Why is Crystal mad?
Crystal's mad.
Bob, if he answers that, he's just going to make her madder. If he answers that, he's going to make her madder. Leave it the fuck alone. It'll work itself out. God damn. Come on now. We're trying to make a happy home. You home wrecker. That's what you are. You're a hypocrite. You're a lying, hypocritical home wrecker. That's what you are.
Right.
That's it.
So, how come I knew she was mad? What would you say?
Bucky's lying. This is the most.
Yeah, Ion's always lying. Bucky talks.
No, Ion. Dimitri, not Ion.
Oh, you're not angry about anything.
No, I'm over here fucking making bread and looking at.
Yeah. See,
shopping for new shoes online on my phone.
I am trying to cause problems by bringing up this home wrecking.
Baby,
not me.
Crystal.
If I hadn't asked you, we wouldn't have found out that I was lying.
Crystal, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to get you a 20,000 square foot house and a maid to cook the bread for you, so shut up.
Yes.
You ain't gonna buy no maid. What are you talking about? I'll be stuck cleaning that whole freaking house. No way. I don't want a house that big.
Right. Now you're talking.
Well,
okay, very good, Crystal. That's enough.
You just don't know.
We gotta get on some people.
You won't know. You just won't know what Dimitri's doing in his 10,000 square feet. That's what that's all about. Yeah, we know how this works.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
No, I promise. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, very good. Talk on the tailgate. Okay, tailgate. Tailgate.
Tailgate.
We'll see you on tailgate, Bob.
Yeah. I'll clear up some of the messes Ian's made. Let's see. Okay, Jermaine and then Susanna.
Yes.
Go ahead, Jermaine.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, Ion.
I have a question
about, you said on Saturday that the tech body has also took the format of ascension, which is like worries and cares grow dim in our world.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
How can you differentiate if it's a tech body or if it's ascension that's taking the worries and cares away from people?
Well, let's see if we can figure it out this way. Let's see if we can do it this way. Hey, Alexa, what's ascension?
According to Wikipedia, Ascension Island is an isolated volcanic island, 7 degrees 56 south of the equator in the South Atlantic Ocean. It is about 1,000 miles from the coast of Africa and 1,400 miles from the coast of Brazil. It is governed as part of the British Overseas Territory of St. Helena, Ascension and Tristan da Cunha, of which the main island, St. Helena, is around 800 miles to the southeast.
So, now, does the tech body know? Apparently not, huh?
No. Okay.
You see?
Easy.
That's
okay,
straight
that's
out.
Easy.
That's straight
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
That's straight all out.
Right.
Now be careful, because that's always updating, mm-hmm. and it's always listening,
yeah.
and it always knows. So you have to be careful.
Yep.
Teeter up. And
yeah,
that's the race. If you come to your place of power, great, no problem. But if you don't, it will.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, when is the single best time to tell your mate that you love them? When's the best time to tell them?
All the time.
Just before someone else does.
Just before somebody else does. That's the goddamn skippy. That's exactly right.
Bob, that's the new Alexa. I'm the new Alexa.
Bob Alexa.
Bob Alexa.
Bob Alexa. Okay, and one more question. The world's realms and dimensions. I liked what Bob gave as an example. He said, use it as, like, open out Bob and then figure it out, right? So I just came to figure out that I have a concurrent lifetime or, like, you know, like, I was a movie star in the 50s. That's why I know all the oldies and all that old music.
Yeah.
So.
And you still are. You still are a movie star.
Yeah,
it's
and I still,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you pissed off Hedda Hopper. And that was a mistake because she's out and running your damn career.
And then they rehearsed killing Marilyn Monroe by killing you. That was just a rehearsal.
And you thought that grapefruit cake at the Brown Derby was diet. It is not a diet cake. It is very, 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 very fat.
And you went to Jane Russell's party, and she recorded everything you said. You never worked that town again.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. That was a great life. Great life.
And Jane Mansfield was having a secret affair with Barbara Stanwyck, and you started telling on him.
Wow, I was a little bitch. Okay.
So, you weren't from Costa Rica.
Yeah.
You were from fucking Toronto, Ontario. Canada.
The last tango in Halifax. That's right.
You visited Halifax once. Yes, and Steve James and fucked you, but good.
But good. Okay, well, worlds, realms, and dimensions. So would my world be Jermaine? My realm, that 50 movie star, 50s. Dimensions would be like Jermaine, the movie star, the sister, the daughter, all that you can be.
Those are all aspects of you. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the place. You're trying to use those as slide rules to see where you are and what you are. You're in Earth. Well, which dimension on Earth are you? Which realm in Earth are you? Where is your kingdom boundaries? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so when that happens, then you can start gauging how you fit into the movie star dogma or that you're the king and queen of Sheba, not on the big screen, but queen of Sheba of Sheba.
So you have to use it that way
to gauge you. You use that as a gauge. Kind of like the thermometer that you have to look at to see how hot it is. That's not how much moisture there is in the air. That's how what the temperature is. But see, when the barometric pressure changes, that's when you know it's going to storm. That rain you ordered up, you didn't get that by changing the temperature. You got that by changing the barometric pressure, which collected water and gave you some rain so it would cool things off.
Oh.
It's back warm again. Wow. Back warm again, isn't it, darling?
Wow, because I think there's a storm coming up today here. Okay, wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it all
together.
That's
how it works. That's how it works. And so in your realm, you can order rain and enjoy it in your kingdom.
In your realm, order rain, enjoy it in your kingdom.
And Joy Behar can get mad about it, but it won't reach you in that dimension unless you go to that dimension. Then you could be offended with what Joy Behar thinks about whatever she's thinking about. You think?
Mm. Thinking is part of the world. It's a world.
Can be.
The realm. Okay. I think your thinking wrinkles
realm.
The realm.
Realm. Okay.
It changes your perspective. That's how you can live in paradise and burn it and put it and pave it and pave it and put it in a parking lot. You can
right,
be in a perfect, the most
California.
Perfect position and be in the most perfect place in the world and it be living hell.
Okay,
let's end at that point. What's that song, Bob?
Satin sheets to lie on?
I second that emotion.
Satin pillows.
I second that emotion. Yeah. That's the one.
Second that emotion. Okay. Thank
Bob,
you so
I'm
much.
Sick of that emotion.
Bob likes to be loved.
This is good stuff.
Thank you. Sheets to lie on. And still,
thank you,
I'm not happy.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Get out of here.
Big long.
Get the hell out of here. Wear a jacket.
Tailor made to foam my back.
Skedaddle. Is there a chance?
Skedaddle.
Yeah, skedaddle. You like that one? That's an oldie but goodie.
I think he's good. I don't think he has questions right now.
Bob, that's a sexual term, and you don't want to Google that one. You'll go to jail.
Hold up. Tina's been waiting. You could have been on Saturday,
yes.
Tina, but you ran off. Why'd you do that for?
Jess will come
Hi.
On.
What?
Okay, Jack will come on tailgate. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, no, Tina, you ran off Saturday.
Yeah.
You got to be more patient.
Yeah, no, no, I just had too many distractions. That's why I had to go.
Okay, quickly, what's your question? I know some crisis, your house is falling apart, your neighbors are screwed up, your mother's an idiot, you know, I know. It's going to be the same answer. Stop doing it to yourself.
What's going on? No, no. Hi, Ion.
Hey, darling.
I just have, today the other question popped up because, I read it all over the news that if you're not vaccinated, the Delta virus, you know.
Why are you listening to the news, see? So,
no,
to
no,
the
not
news.
That I want to.
No.
It kind of scared me.
No. That's what they're going to do. That's what's going to happen. Everybody that takes the vaccine, the Delta virus is going to kill them. That's why they're fighting fire, because now everybody's scared. Nobody's taking the vaccine. So they try to got to get everybody so two-thirds can die. Too many people. Got to send them out.
Wow.
And them neighbors that's giving you trouble, they can die. And everybody else around them getting your Kool-Aid, they can die. And you won't have all them damn distractions, will you?
I know. They're just installing fear, I believe.
We don't
panic
care.
And just they're
gonna
be, run and take the vaccination.
They're gonna be dead soon, so it don't matter. Just let them do. People gonna do what they do.
Right. I mean, Bob, should I go on or? I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah, one more question.
People.
One more.
Sure. Your dime, honey. Spit it. Don't ask him. Push your way through.
Okay.
Be like Evan. Bob, I got another question. She takes 20 minutes to tell you how she's got another question.
All right,
yeah,
so forget. Forget.
Push it.
Yeah, I'm gonna actually push through. I'm gonna forget about all the other questions. Who's this guy that keeps appearing in my dream, Ion? The Superman hot guy.
It's a lover. He's a lover. And he's very handsomely endowed, too. But now, you're going to have to teach him how to be a good lover. Because he thinks he's got it all down pat. No, 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 no. You got to show him how to do the right thing. You got to help him. So once you do that, it'll be good. Mm-hmm.
How do I go back to that world?
Well, that's a realm. That's exactly right. That's a realm, and you're trying to move that realm into a dimension that can be in your kingdom. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you've got an idea of what it looks like. Now you want to know what it feels like. So you got to morph that. Remember the inner, outer, and middle kingdoms? You got to bring that together. You got to merge it. Remember, we went through that 100 years ago. You can do that in the archives with the kingdoms.
Mm-hmm.
Use that kingdom and figure out, isolate where he is exactly, and then you can either go to him or he can come to you. Ha, pardon the pun.
I'm not sure how to use those kingdoms, Ion.
Then you're fucked. Then you're fucked. Oh, wait, that's what we're trying to get.
Help me?
We did. We have. We told you what to do. So work with that.
All right, so I have to figure out how to get to the Middle Kingdom?
Quit figuring out, listen to what we say, and apply those things, and then all of a sudden, little tidbits will show up, like the same thing that allows you to remember this great big old hot book you keep pining up spooning with in your dreamland, baby cake.
Oh, my God. Okay, I had another.
Yes.
Had a big schlong, you just, oh, my God, you had seen it in the dream?
Yeah, I see him clearly, and he's so lucky.
And he's not dressed?
No. Well, he doesn't have his shirt on.
Yeah, does he have an erection?
No.
She's not saying nothing, Bob, because she don't want you in her Kool-Aid. You'll exploit it and put it on your granny porn channel.
Yeah.
He'll take your voice and take a 450-pound black man and superimpose your voice over this big black man on TikTok. He'll take your voice and put it on the TikTok. So this big black man, 450 pounds, is talking about this big man in his bed he's trying to hook up with, all that kind of stuff. And then your voice would be so cute. He'll make a TikTok out of it. Bob's sneaky. You got to watch him every minute.
Hi,
okay, thank you very much.
One more thing about is it because of the T18? T18?
Yeah, and Air 7.
Air 7. Okay, thank you, Ian. I'm going to probably
We didn't tell you to do every single air. We told you which one it was, see? Because you was accusing us
of
not helping.
You can't say we didn't help you. No.
Now, if it works, then good. Yeah, we'll knock the little man out of the boat, honey. Don't you worry about it. It'll be out.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Aya.
Okay. All right, Susanna, go ahead.
Hey, Bob. Hi, Ayan.
Hey, baby, what's up?
I'd like to know, are red blood cells going to have nuclei?
Yes, and they're going to hold nucleic acid. So it's going to be a little different nuclei.
Oh. Is that the conduit for transmitting the 3 amino acids?
No. You don't get that. It's a good try, though.
So when we spoke about Jesus saying, don't touch me, I haven't completed my ascension, and then he did. Did Jesus have the amino acids in his body already and they needed to be activated?
The crown of thorns was one amino acid.
So that
they pierced
was,
his head. They pierced his head with a crown of thorns.
Huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then there are other ascended people.
They flogged Jesus. They flogged Jesus in the courtyard. And he was bleeding out, so they rubbed tar. They rubbed tar on him so he didn't bleed out into his cuts where they was whipping him with a cat of nine tails. And that was the tar babies. That was the second amino acid.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Was the spear the third one?
No. You're not getting the third one, baby. That you didn't deserve what you got.
Okay. So the others that have ascended, they somehow had the 3 amino acids. They were able to get them into their physical.
Jesus did. So yeah, they did too.
Oh, okay.
What did they do, Susanna? What did they also do? They did too? They did what?
They somehow...
connected with the amino acids.
The 3 amino acids. Okay. Does reverberation have, is there a connection there with the amino acids?
You don't even know what you're talking about, so no.
I'll give a little background. When you spoke about the Beethoven...
You don't have time. That's
okay.
Saturday, so... Be on questions.
All right.
Don't go on for an hour and you only have minutes.
I will delve into that on Saturday then.
Okay. What else you got?
I wanted to ask about that flash freeze that happened. Is that the same technology that knocked down the building in Florida?
No, that's different technology.
That's not perfected yet. It's not. It's like harp, but it's not harp.
Where is the flash freeze happening?
The flash freeze that happened in Texas in February.
In February,
it froze deer. That froze deer on the hoof. That's unbelievable.
Hmm. Okay, thanks a lot there.
All right. Thank you, Ion. Thank you. Thanks.
See you on tailgate.
You're welcome, baby.
Okay.
Okay, so then let's see if Sean has a go. You got a question, Sean?
Hey, Bob. Hi, Ion.
Gotcha.
Hello.
Hey, Don. It's Sean of the Dead. How are you?
Nice and alive, thank you, Ion. Okay, a quick question could be, you mentioned that the angels are becoming more virulent and stronger.
Yeah.
That serves as well if we are controlling those angels, yes?
Sure.
And, I think back on when you recommended many years ago to watch the series Believe, and when that girl was faced with lots of weapons pointing at her and she basically just dismantled their guns.
Yeah.
Is that an angel power you use? Or a command you give the angel?
No. That's just power.
Okay.
Did you watch the series?
Yes. It's very good.
Yeah, good. Which one did you season one or season two?
I didn't know there was a season two. So I've only seen season one. Okay, yummy.
Joe, you get stuck on episode 12, Second Chance. And then you get from there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, because I watched that documentary about Jeremy Clarkson and his sheep farm. Mm-hmm. And it just showed me a representation of having money, because he's obviously not a real farmer and it's his livelihood. But he has the money to play around with it, but how it keeps on not working out and how it's raining when it's not supposed to rain, and then it's, yeah, the weather's just not working for him. And the price of his stock halved overnight. And I thought, as an ascended god, you would have a whole different picture, because you can command the rain when you need it for your crops.
Yeah.
And when you know
in the time of trouble, you can short your stock, so when it drops by half, you can make that much money. Then you're out of the stock and you have all the cash. How cool is that? And then it can go back up, and you have the company, the money, and the position.
Wow.
Ta-da.
Thank you.
then you can take the money that you made short in your stock and buy the stock back and make your price go up. And do it all over again. Amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
You got to make sure you're winning, pitching, or catching. Because it's like even dead cats bounce. But when the stock market hits that 36, there's a number. Once it hits that, then it's over. It's going to start going to tank. You can see a 15,000-point drop in the Dow. Easy.
Okay. Thank you, Owen. Thank you, Bob.
Okay,
you're welcome,
John.
Baby.
Okay. Let's see. You got a quick question, Sarah? Where's Sarah? Let me get a question in Sarah. Where's Sarah? I can't find her.